on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Time for our Heritage Foundation update. We welcome onto ABQ Connect Genevieve Wood. Genevieve, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve.
Well, so this week I was on Daily Signal, which is kind of a regular thing. Noticed an article there. Let me just read the headline. Airstrike on hospital collapses along with corporate media credibility. And essentially what interested me here and what we saw happen when this hospital and it was the parking lot outside the hospital turns out was struck, how quickly people jumped onto a story that actually wasn't accurate and how important it is to gather the information before making statements about what you're hearing, especially in a conflict like this where things happen quickly and reports come out very quickly and change very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Steve, anybody who's recovering a particular story, whether it's, you know, something happening in your backyard or across the world, you always want to check your facts. But especially when it's something as volatile as what's happening in this war between Israel and Hamas, you know, you definitely, I mean, people obviously have very strong feelings about this and are very passionate and following it closely. And, you know, people act on their passions often. And so when you report things that could incite one side one way or the other without really checking your sources, that's not doing a good public service. And in the case of this particular story, it was two things. It was news outlets that just readily, you know, took the word of one side, in this case, Hamas, that Israel had sent a bomb and blown up this hospital and 500 people were killed. We knew within 24 hours that A, indeed, it was not Israel. Two, they did not hit the hospital. And three, that it was probably more like 50 people that were killed. That's still a huge loss of life, but a totally different story. And we're talking about CNN. We're talking about the BBC. We're talking about the New York Times. All ran with the story when Hamas said, look what Israel did, without checking anything. And almost all of them have had to retract their stories to remain somewhat credible. So you have the journalists doing it, but then you have, you know, people who are spokesmen for both sides doing it. So in one particular, Representative Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat from Michigan, born in Palestine but now lives in the U.S. and serves in the U.S. Congress, she is adamantly pro-Palestine and pro-Hamas, always has been, not just now. And she came out, held a press conference, a rally outside of the Capitol, talking about this and condemning Israel. As you, many of your listeners may have seen, you had people, the pro-Palestinian movement, rush inside the Capitol earlier this week. It was right after her press conference, and doing sit-ins in the Capitol. I'm not sure why that's not an insurrection when January 6th was, but that's a different debate. She has still not taken down, as last I checked, she's still not taken down her tweets that were condemning Israel for this attack. And like I said, we now know it wasn't Israel who did the attack, and it wasn't actually the hospital that was hit. A lot of bad reporting there. But, you know, sometimes when you have a cause that you care more about, you're frankly, the facts, you know, can be thrown out the door because your cause is more important to you.
Yeah. And, you know, the purpose of covering this today isn't to, you know, convince our listeners what did happen, although what you're sharing is, sounds like accurate information to me based on what I've done by going to several media sources. But I would say the purpose of our time today would be to encourage the listener to be information gatherers, to get the accurate information, because many of our listeners are praying for what's happening in Israel. Many of our listeners are posting things like I stand with Israel. And you know, I would just encourage people, you know, Christians are truth seekers. I mean, just by default. Right. So we would encourage our listeners to take the time That's actually unintended, but yeah, be slow in sharing information and making rash judgments. And yeah, I would encourage, you know, you, I mean, you this is where you live in fact gathering and news gathering, and the Daily Signal is the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation, and it's one of the sources that I go to gain information and to compare to other stories I'm seeing. However, I've tried to make it a practice if I'm going to try to follow along with the quickly changing landscape of what's happening, not only now with the conflict in Israel, but, you know, the topics we've covered in the past, whether it's things that the LGBTQ community is doing or the trans things that are popping up in public schools or the weaponization of the DOJ, that we gather information, try to get the most accurate information. What would you say to someone who is exclusively, whether it's a Daily Signal or Young Turks?
I would say to folks, if you're going to pick one, of course, pick the Daily Signal. But I never encourage people to pick just one. I mean, look, we're very clear about where we come from, our point of view. We try to cover policy and political news, and we offer it with conservative analysis. I mean, that's on our website. You can read our mission about us. And I think one of the challenges today is that people don't always realize every news outlet out there comes with a bias. You know, I know that we always say, well, we remember the days of unbiased sources. There have never been unbiased sources, okay? Walter Cronkite was biased. He might not be as biased as many people today in his reporting, but, human beings are biased. You have certain things that you trend toward that you believe in, and that colors the way you see events. And so that's why you can never just take for granted what one person necessarily says about a really, important subject matter, and that you should try to see it from different vantage points. So look, with Daily Signal, I think we're doing our best to give you the straight facts. But yes, the people reporting that, the people we try to cover, talk to both sides, but we're coming from a point of view. But you have to realize that so is CNN, and so is the Washington Post, and so is your local newspaper, your local radio outlet. And that's why I think it's important to look at more than one article to try to get the bigger picture. But secondly, I think it's also important because when you're talking to people who maybe don't come from the same viewpoint as you do, if you're going to have a real discussion with them, it helps to know where they're coming from. It helps to know, look, this is the story. This is the angles they've been reading, that they've been listening to. It's going to probably make your conversation with them much more productive than if you're just coming at them with your talking points and your point of view. So I definitely encourage people to go to more than one or two sources or just one or two people that you follow on Facebook or Twitter/X, whatever people are calling it these days. I mean, there's a reason that we call people on social media influencers, right? We don't call them truth tellers. We call them influencers. And that's because they have influence on public discussion and public beliefs and public discourse, and they're influencing people in a way that they want to see them influenced. So you need to follow and take a look at more than one. I mean, nobody, the only thing that I know to be 100% true is the word of God. And even in those cases, when you have, Christians who are giving you their take on what the Bible says, you got to sometimes look at more than one of those too, because they may not be interpreting it correctly. So this is something that I think you have to look at broadly, but it's certainly in this digital age and where there's a sense to want to be first, and it's so easy to, like you said, hit forward, share. Ask yourself, is this really what I should share? Should I maybe read a couple of other things first before you help spread something that turns out maybe not to be the whole truth?
Yeah, and I appreciate you going to reminding us where the most accurate source of truth is, just as Paul encouraged the Bereans to listen, don't listen to me, go back and hold it up to Scripture and see find the truth, and I, one thing I do want to visit, not to get too far off our topic today of making sure that the news you're sharing when it comes to current events is accurate. But we often have talked about how important it is to be active. Now, let me back up. Plenty of bad news right now in the headlines. And a great way to find good news is to start your day in the Word of God. We would encourage you to know what's happening by going to places like Daily Signal and other accurate and well done news outlets. However, but in this story we were sharing today, you know, we're hearing of a person in Congress who you even mentioned is pro Hamas, and the American people allowed that to happen. Here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico, first Tuesday in November is not far away. We encourage you to go to local sites, BetterTogetherNewMexico.com. We've told people about that has information, RioGrandeFoundation.org, and others that we've mentioned often, that you can get the information you need before you go to the polls. As you mentioned, not necessarily social media, but by the ballot box, be an influencer in your community, be at a place where you know you did everything you could to get a representative in office that's going to vote for and support your values and your morals. Kind of a multifaceted message to our listeners today. I hope we did what we intended to do to encourage our listeners to seek the truth. And let me just go back one more time. And we know where the ultimate truth is found in the Word of God. So any more on that, Genevieve?
No, I think you've hit it. And I think, again, just encouraging people, even in a, you know, I realize we all live in a time pressed society and culture, but you can save yourself a lot of times, but you know, by getting it right. And so I think spending a little bit of that extra time to check more than one source is always a good thing to do.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for your time, Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org and dailysignal.com. We encourage you to go check out those websites. A reminder that they're a nonprofit organization, anything you can do to support them, whether it's financial or a word of encouragement, we'd ask you to think about doing that. And Genevieve, have a great week. Let's do this again in a week.
Sounds great, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for tuning in and stick around. I will catch up with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates with our Friday financial update right after this on ABQ Connect.